Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You're going to enjoy this today. I can promise you that Jesus is going to do something that you're going to like. Amen. Father, we give you praise and we thank you today. We worship you and we praise you. And we thank you as we move into this broadcast. I pray that you open the ears and eyes of all of us together. And we, by faith, open our ears and our eyes to hear your word. And faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
We're so grateful.
We give you the praise and thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Ooh, Gloria, that's a pretty blouse.
I'm bright.
Yeah, I like that.
I like this too.
Thank you very much.
See, that matches your shirt.
Yeah, amen.
You'd think we planned it.
Glory to God. Let's go back to the book of Romans, the 14th chapter, and read our foundation scripture for this study. This has been good, hasn't it?
It has. It's been very good. You've done a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. The Spirit of God has done a wonderful job, and
yes,
I just followed along.
Well, that's what you're supposed
23rd
to do.
Verse of the 14th chapter of the book of Romans. Let's back up. Let's read down into that. Verse 21, it is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is the man that condemneth not himself in that thing which he allows. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, we said the Amplified Translation says, whatsoever does not originate or proceed from faith is sin. And the whole base of this whole study, all last week and all this, is if it doesn't originate in faith, it had to originate in fear. And we talked about the fact that fear connects. Fear is a spiritual force. Faith is a spiritual force. The fear that we know in the earth today was originally Adam's faith. You remember what the first thing that happened after he sinned? He hid from God, for he was afraid.
He was condemned.
Now, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But when he heard the word of God, he ran from it. See, fear runs from God.
Sure.
Fear runs from the word of God. But faith runs to God. And faith draws on the word, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
That is the danger, a danger, of doing what you know is not right to do.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be under condemnation. And when you're under condemnation, your faith's not going to be working like it should.
No. It's contaminated with
fear.
That's right. Or guilt. All guilt is fear-based.
Yeah.
All grief is fear.
And it's non-productive. I mean, if you're feeling guilty, condemned, you're not going to be using your faith.
That's true.
You don't have any confidence.
And Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus,
right.
who walk not after the Spirit, but after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, let's talk about that just for a moment, because the Scripture says, I am he, Isaiah 43:25, that blotteth out your sins for my own sake, and will remember them no more.
Glory to God.
Now, why would he do that and say it's for his sake? I thought it was for my sake. Well, it is for my sake in the end, but the reason, Gloria, he has entered into covenant to get back what Adam lost. He covenanted us to himself so that he could give to us everything that Adam lost. Now,
what did Adam do after he sinned? He hid himself.
Yeah.
He's in fear. He ran from God, not to God.
He's in total fear. But now see, everything that God had done for him in the Garden of Eden and all that, it's totally lost. Yeah. Now, if God could have just stopped right there and it had just all been over, but thank God he didn't do that.
Oh my, yes.
And the bottom line of this whole thing is the reason why by covenant he took us back in. And you remember he said to Abram, he said, "As for me, this is my covenant between me and thee." And he declared to him, and Abram had sense enough to say, "Yes, amen. I enter covenant with you." And after that, Abram became Abraham or Abraham, because God placed his name in the middle mm-hmm. of Abram's name, and he
Praise
became
God.
Abraham. Now, in that condition, he became a covenant partner with God. So anything God commanded him to do had a reason. And anytime he commanded him to do anything, it was because if you'll do this, then I can do this.
You'll be blessed.
Yeah. If you won't do this, I can't get to you.
Think about when I may have already said that this week, but think about when we found out we weren't supposed to borrow money. I mean, that looked like, well, how are we going to have a house? How are we going to do anything?
Anything. Because that's all we'd ever known.
But we didn't know what we know now.
See,
we didn't know about the covenant.
Yeah. There was a whole other kingdom over here.
Yeah.
That we didn't know anything about. In that kingdom, we have a covenant with God.
Amen.
In that covenant, listen to me carefully. When you read, let's turn over there. I want to use this right now to express the spiritual, in Matthew 6, the spiritual law of covenant. Now, Jesus is standing here saying in verse 31, "Therefore, take no thought, saying." Now, what he said there, Gloria, is stop worrying about what shall we eat or what shall mm-hmm. we drink or wherewithal shall be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Now, what does he mean by Gentiles? People without a covenant.
Yeah.
Are you listening to this
yeah.
now?
That's the difference.
Yeah, people without a covenant. But he's talking to you here. He's talking to you, and he's talking to me when he said you, because we're covenant people.
Glory to God.
Now listen to this. "For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things." Now listen, here's the command. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," or his way of doing things. What does that mean? Live by love, walk by love, live by faith, walk by faith, do what he says do. There's the command.
Yeah.
And here's the covenant. "All these things shall be added to you."
Yeah, but I just don't see how they could get to me.
That's not even your business. That's his business. That's on his side of the covenant. Now, what you and I must see how to do is to seek first the kingdom.
That's right.
And his way of doing things. Our part is not the adding to. Get it off your mind. It doesn't have anything to do with you. That is not your part. You roll all that care over on him and know, like he said to me years ago, "Quit worrying about that, Kenneth. I'll come by it honestly. You don't need to be concerned about where I'm going to get it."
And we can personally testify that this
works. Oh, yeah. It won't when you're worrying about it.
No.
But this is the whole covenant process. And this is the thing that God laid on my heart in this whole two-week study, to get down to this, where we can see, understand, and begin to walk and live in this. "And take therefore no thought. Quit worrying about tomorrow. For tomorrow will take care of the things of itself. Sufficient is the day, the evil thereof. Don't be worrying about tomorrow. Roll the care of it over on the Lord.
Trust God.
You just don't know what I got to worry about. I don't care what you got to worry about. It's not as big as God. But if you're going to worry about it, you're walking in fear and not in faith, and you're sinning. We just got through reading that. Why? Because you refuse to do what God said, and you release yourself in fear to the devil. And he has counsel.
Yeah.
He can get it because you're thinking his thoughts after him. And as long as you're doing that, well, you know, you don't know what they've been saying about me. Well, you don't know what, Brother Copeland now, I'm telling you, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you talk about your past, and you talk about your skin color, and you talk about the economy is no good where you live.
Things
and all of that. And that don't have anything to do with anything. Nothing.
People say, I just think it seems like everything works against me.
And it is.
Well, it does say that.
Sure. But you see, you're not following the covenant.
No.
If you do what he says, do. Remember, we talked about Joshua. He told Joshua to be strong, be of good courage, and he said, I've commanded you. All right, there's the command. And you will be able to observe and know what to do, and you will prosper in all that you do, and and you'll deal wisely in all the affairs of life. He had to first agree to what God said and say, yes, sir, I'll do it. The power is in the command to bring it to pass.
Amen.
You don't have to make it work yourself. That's where the religious rub is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but God wants me to build a new church building. I can't build a new church building. Don't you think God knows that? Don't you think he understands that if you did build a church building, it'd be a flop? He that builds the house without God builds it in vain.
That's right.
But if you roll the care of it over here with him and say, sir, I'm yours to command. You tell me what to do and we'll get it done. Glory to God. But now you're going to have to do your part. You're going to have to walk in faith. You're going to have to meditate the word every day. You're going to have to continue to build your faith stronger and stronger by listening to the word. You're going to have to get on BVOVN and listen.
Oh,
you can't spend all your time watching junk out of the world and build your faith. You're going to start building your fear. You feed on that. You feed it into your eyes. You feed it into your ears. And you're watching TV series that are just full of murder and mayhem. And all of it based on strife. All of it's strifeful. The whole thing is strifeful. All the news is full of strife. They're all talking about what they're calling one another. And yeah, but you did that. Yeah, but I know your husband did this. And you're getting that all in that. Feeding that in there all the time. Your spirit's starved. But your fear is rising. It's getting stronger all the time. And you find yourself thinking about that junk when you're doing something else. This stuff running over and over in your mind. You start these little self-conversations. And Satan has access to it. He'll feed stuff into you, and you'll get to thinking about what they said about me. Let's tell you. That heifer said that about me. I mean, I'll give her a piece of my mind. No, don't do that. You ain't got much to start with. Not when you got it fixed on the devil. Not when you got it fixed on doubt and fear and unbelief. Now, let's pull again closer into this. Now, remember, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Why? Because if it's not of faith, it's a fear. Remember what Jesus told Jairus, fear not. And there was the command, fear not. And here's the covenant. She shall be made whole. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Now you have to remember this, darling. Every word Jesus said when he was on the earth is now backed in his blood. This is a blood covenant. This one was in the blood of animals. This one is in the blood of Jesus. Praise God. And God is not willing to ever change it.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
And we are covenant people. Now, we saw that in the Gospel of Luke. Let's go over now. We read that in the 14th chapter of Romans. Let's go over now to 1 Peter 5. And we will begin. Let me get my phone out here because I want to read this in the Amplified also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the Amplified Translation, let's read it first in the King James, 1 Peter chapter 5, the 5th verse, "Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you." Now, listen, he's beginning to command. When you've look for verses like this. They are full of power because the command comes and then the covenant.
Yeah, that's right.
Now look, be clothed with humility. Okay, that's not a suggestion. Why? Because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So there's a promise.
Your faith's not going to work in a heart like that.
No, it can't.
If you don't humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and believe what He says, say it, do it, follow it, you're going to be on your own, so to speak.
Well, yeah. And notice here, you know, people have a wrong idea of humility. Religion has presented the picture that to be humble, you have to debase yourself. That's not right at all. The Scripture never tells you to debase yourself.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does not. It says to exalt the other higher than you. It didn't say debase yourself. It said exalt them.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the Word of God just very simply says, think soberly as God has given every man the measure of faith. That's the way you're supposed to think. I've got faith here.
Yeah.
And I'm not a weakling. Let the weak say I am strong. But I exalt you. I'm doing my best to build you up and to encourage you, and I humble myself before God. Now go before God, I'm just so unworthy, I'm just so no good. No, that's not humility, that's ignorance of the Word of God. Because when you got born again, you were made the righteousness of God in Him. You were brought up to sit with Him in heavenly places.
Amen.
He made you worthy, not anything you did, except the fact that you did receive Him as Lord and Savior. But we don't need to have a sin consciousness. We need to have a righteousness of God in Him consciousness. So now listen to what He said. And notice what true humility is. Now notice this. God resists the proud, gives grace. He gives grace.
Favor
to the
humble.
Now, remember what it said in Hebrews 4:16? Come boldly to the throne of grace. Obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Holding fast to your confession. Amen. So, here we go. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Okay, this is the commandment. I'm ready, sir. I'll do whatever you say do. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. All right, now listen to this in the Amplified Translation. Casting the whole of your anxiety, your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all. This is a command.
Yeah.
This is not optional.
Don't take it back.
Once and for all on Him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully.
Praise God. What a scripture.
And he will exalt you. He will he will build you up. He'll make you perfect, establish, and settle you. Praise God. He will do it. But the first is the command, casting all your worry. Don't you ever worry another day your entire life. Brother Copeland, I can't do that. I know you can't. And the power to do it is in the command.
Read verse 8 and 9.
Oh, yeah. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walk about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast
right.
in the faith.
Yeah.
You come against him every
That's
time he
right.
tries to make you worry, you just say, shut up, I don't touch That's that in right. my thought life anymore.
You're not
And we're out
God.
Of time, and we'll get right in it tomorrow here, and we're going to flow with this.
That
we're
went fast.
Oh, glory to God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.